Good morning. It's 9:04. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is where we segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio.
You don't get played out, man. I do. You
And that was Fairport Convention with Robert Plant doing Jesus on the Main Line from their 50-50 at 50. Before that was House and Land with Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. And we started off with Annie DeFranco with Play God from a Binary. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. August the 21st, in hot weather, use the silverweed of harvest fields, also known as wild tansy or traveler's ease, against sunburn and sweaty feet. William Coles in his Adam in Eden of 1657 notes, "The water of wild tansy cleanseth the skin of all discolorings therein, as sunburning, as also pimples, freckles, and the like, but the leaves steeped in white wine or buttermilk is far better. But the best way of all is to steep it in strong white wine vinegar, the face being often bathed or washed therein." August the 22nd is the anniversary of the Battle of Bosworth, 1485, when Richard III was defeated and killed by Henry VII. John Aubrey notes, "In one of the great fields at Warminster in Wiltshire, in the harvest at the very time of the fight at Bosworth Field, there was one of the parish took two sheaves, crying, now for Richard, now for Henry. At last lets fall the sheaf that did represent Richard and cried, now for King Henry, Richard is slain. This action did agree with very time, day, and hour. When I was a schoolboy, I have heard this confidently delivered by some old men of our country." And of course, if you follow British history at all, you know that Richard III's body was discovered under a car park. Because that was the location of the crypt of the church. And the body has now been reinterred with much ceremony. If you follow Caitlin Matthews at all, she was a member of the Richard III Society and was invited for the viewing and took some wonderful pictures. August the 23rd, the sun enters the house of Virgo, from the calendar of shepherds of 1604. The man born under Virgo shall be a good householder, ingenious and solicitous to his work, shamefast and of a great courage, but he will soon be angry. Scarcely shall he be a while with his first wife. He shall be in peril by water. He shall have a wound with iron, and shall live 70 years after nature. The woman shall be shamefast, ingenious, and painstaking. She ought to be wed at 12 years, but she shall not be long with her first husband. Her life shall be sometime in peril. She shall have a dolor at 10 years, and if she scape, she'll live 70 years. She shall bring forth virtuous fruit, and everything shall favor her. Man and woman both shall suffer many temptations. They shall delight to live in charity, but they shall suffer much wheresoever it be." August the 24th is Barthelmas, or the Feast of St. Bartholomew the Apostle. St. Bartholomew, according to legend, was martyred by being skinned alive. Hensie is the patron of butchers, skinners, tanners, bookbinders, and all leather workers. This day was famous for its fairs, like the Great Bartholomew Fair at Smithfield in London, was long known as Black Bartholomew in remembrance of the wholesale massacre of French Protestants in Paris on August the 24th, 1572. If Barthelmas Day be fine and clear, you may hope for a prosperous autumn that year. Some say that St. Bartholomew brings in the cooler autumn weather, and that his day ends the 40 days of rain presaged by a wet St. Swithin's. All the tears St. Swithin can cry, St. Bartholomew's mantle can wipe dry. August the 25th, seek cures for diseases of the womb, thighs, and inward parts, which are governed by a Virgo. August the 26th, harvest by now well advanced, make strengthening pottage for harvest workers. Tusser's 500 points of good husbandry of 1573 notes, reap well, scatter not, gather clean that is shorn, bind fast, shock apace, have an eye to thy corn. August the 27th, wild poppies, also called corn roses, and harvesters growing everywhere among the corn. We're going to hear another hymn from House and Land, and then go on to other things.
Listen to the grave, and then Oh. This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
So we heard House and Land giving us another beautiful hymn, The Day is Past and Gone. And they learned this from a recording of Dorothy Melton and combined it with a version from Gene Ritchie. And they note that hymns like this would have been lined out, meaning one member of the congregation would quickly call out each line before the rest followed in unison. A simple drone often accompanied this style. Before that, we heard Tina Warren giving us their song Tenere Tekal, or What Has Become of the Tenere. And they note that Tenere is a Tamashek word meaning empty land or desert. The plural of the world of the word is Tenarwin, which is what we have here. And the words mean the Tenere's become an upland of thorns where elephants fight each other, crushing tender grass underfoot. The gazelles have found refuge high in the mountains. The birds no longer return to their nests at night. The camps have all fled. You can read the bitterness on the faces of the innocents during this difficult and bruising time in which all solidarity is gone. The strongest impose their will and leave the weakest behind. Many have died battling for twisted ends, and joy has abandoned us, exhausted by all this duplicity. And we started off with House and Land with Listen to the Roll. Sarah learned this song from Zaki Knox of Burrell's Inlet, South Carolina. Imagery of a roll being called is common in old spirituals, but the rest of the lyrics seem so personal that we like to think he wrote them. And of course, I love it that she's accompanied by the Shruti Box. Yes, her all-time favorite simple drone accompaniment.
Pothole on Main Street, messing with my ride. I can't get no asphalt, no matter how I try. Sent people from the city with shovel and pick. Everybody just talking, don't nothing get fixed. It's a sad, sad business, but I'm telling you the truth. Ain't nobody fix the hole in the world but you. I had an uncle drink NyQuil in the morning to chill. If that don't stop your shaking, said nothing else will. Now he used to have a good job down at the cement plant. How you gonna feed a family with government stamps? And it's a sad, sad business, but I'm telling you the truth. Can't nobody fix the hole in the world but you. Somebody shot my window. Yeah, they shot it with a gun. Damn if the law didn't ask me what it was I'd done. I get up at midnight sometimes and I walk outside. I look up at the shining stars and think how far we could ride. It's a sad, sad business, but I'm telling you the truth. Can't nobody fix the hole in the world but you. I had a cousin named Seal Beam, 'cause his glasses was thick. Little sister named Sunshine, dope man made her sick. Everybody turn your lights on, slipping through the cracks. All the gifts from heaven, dope man sent them back.
They need somewhere to go. gold. There's a lady in a lookout tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one. She smiles and puts her hands into her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. And someone turns and says to him, my friend, you'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars, they're just pretending to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everyone's either making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's near the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Now to her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, some jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went on sniffing dream pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world locked inside his leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read, have mercy on his soul. They all play on the penny whistle, you can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row. Across the street they've nailed the curtains, they're getting ready for their feast. The phantom of the opera in a perfect image of a priest. Aspen feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the phantom shouts to skinny girls, get out of here if you don't know. Casanova, he's just being punished for going to Desolation Row. Now at midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that no one is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, which side are you on? And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. About the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I cannot read too well. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
And that was Bob Dylan with Desolation Row from the real Royal Albert Hall 1966 concert released last year. Guess Sony was getting tired of the bootlegs. Before that, we heard Randall Bramlett with Pothole on Main Street from his fine album Juke Joint at the End of the World. And we are going out of here with Jack DeJohnette's Great Spirit Peace Chant from the album Hudson. You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.